7. Office hours. Listen to a conversation between a student and a professor. Fill in the diagram with the information that you hear.
Hi, Professor Daniels. I hope I'm not bothering you. I had some questions about the paper you assigned today in class.
Hi, Isabel. It's been so long since you've come to visit me. What exactly can I help you with today? Didn't you like the topics I came up with?
Oh, that isn't it at all. The one on the comparisons of theories of change was especially fascinating. I think that topic would be so interesting to explore.
But you seem to have something else in mind. Care to share?
Ha, I guess you know me pretty well. I suppose you would by now. I've lost count of how many classes I've taken with you.
I have as well. Anyway, about this paper topic, you're keeping me on the edge of my seat here.
Oh, of course. Well, there's really nothing special about my question. What I was thinking is that I'd like to work on the paper I wrote earlier this semester, the one on Plato's theory of forms. Do you remember which one I'm talking about?
Of course. Well, why don't you tell me some more about what you would be writing about exactly?
The last time, I really only discussed the main points of his theory. Since then, I've read much more, and I think I want to explore different aspects of the theory.
Can you give me something more tangible, just so I have a good idea of what you're aiming for here?
Well, in concrete terms, I want to talk mostly about the philosophical concerns that motivated Plato's theory of forms. It would probably amount to about 10 more pages, at least the material I'm planning on covering.
That sounds really interesting. I'm having a hard time deciding if I should let you do this, though. Somehow it seems kind of unfair to the rest of the class. Everybody else will be writing on the newer material, you know.
Well, if you'll allow me to make another point on my behalf, the reason I want to expand on this paper in particular is because I'd like to submit it to the department for publication in the department magazine.
Oh, that would be great. I think so many people would really enjoy that. Okay, I'm sold. You can do it, but you'll have all the same due date and guidelines as the others.
1. Listen again to part of the conversation, then answer the question.
Hi, Isabel. It's been so long since you've come to visit me. What exactly can I help you with today? Didn't you like the topics I came up with?
Oh, that isn't it at all.
What does the student imply when she says this?
Oh, that isn't it at all.
Two. What does the student imply when he says this?
Ha, I guess you know me pretty well. I suppose you would by now. I've lost count of how many classes I've taken with you.
Three. What does the professor imply when he says this?
Somehow it seems kind of unfair to the rest of the class. Everybody else will be writing on the newer material, you know.